Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Stand, wait, and see the glory of God. As we all wait on this massive hurricane to pass over, we can do nothing but try and find a safe place and wait for the storms to pass. After we have made all the preparations for the storm, we have nothing to do but wait it out. So many will be without power, some will be homeless, but till the eye of the storm passes, we must wait. When you have done all else, stand. That's what Ephesians 6:10 tells us. How many things do we automatically do because we know what to do? We didn't ask God, our spouses, or anyone else. We just do it. Of course, that doesn't take into account what God wants. Maybe he's okay with it, but maybe he's not. How would we even know? Because we never ask. We never waited for an answer. We grew impatient and just pushed through and did it. It wasn't even a bad thing. It was actually pretty good. Then why not ask God's direction, wisdom, or timing? Are we just too independent? Is that what prodigals do? Have we walked out again from under his umbrella of protection? What does that look like to our children or those around us? Why is it that we almost need to be forced to wait before we wait? Like waiting out this hurricane around us because we're powerless to do anything else. God wants to teach us to wait. He wants us to learn to wait on him for direction, for safety, for power. Here are two borrowed pieces to dwell on. God never says to us, stand still, or sit still, or be still, unless he's going to do something. This is our trouble in regard to our Christian life. We want to do something to be Christians when we need to let him work in us and ultimately through us. Do you know how still you have to be when your likeness is being taken? Now, God has one eternal purpose concerning us, and that is that we should be like his Son. And in order that this may be so, we must be passive. We hear so much about activity. Maybe we need to know what it is to be quiet. That was written by Crumbs. And here's another. Sit still, my daughter. Just sit calmly still. Nor deem these days, these waiting days, as ill. The one who loves thee best, who plans thy way, has not forgotten thy great need today. And if he waits, 'tis sure he waits to prove to thee, his tender child, his heart's deep love. Sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still. Thou longest much to know thy dear Lord's will. While anxious thoughts would almost steal their way, corrodingly within because of his delay, persuade thyself in simple faith to rest, that he who knows and loves will do the rest. Sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still, nor move one step, not even one, until his way has opened, then ah, then how sweet, how glad thy heart, and then how swift thy feet, thy inner being then, ah, then how strong, and waiting days now counted then too long, sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still. What higher service could thou for him fill? 'Tis hard, ah yes, but the choicest things must cost. For lack of losing all, how much is lost? 'Tis hard, 'tis true, but then he's given grace to count the hardest spot the sweetest place. written by J.D. Smith. Lord, calm me and help me to let go and wait upon you, so that you can take the wheel from me. Help me to stand and wait on your direction and voice. Lord, I don't want to do this on my own anymore. I believe your way is the way. Help me to stand and trust you first. Meditate on the writings above and thank God for protecting us in the midst of the storm that we're in. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled week.